they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this out for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. Word they be.
Right. Hello and welcome.
The Baby Yoda right behind you, man.
Baby Yoda, yeah. Got the Baby Yoda Funko Pop. Welcome to another episode of Amon Sheeran's Pirate Radio Podcast. Today, we have another illustrious guest, Eric Margulies. Eric and I were discussing The Mandalorian. He's pretty nerdy like I am, so I had to have him on to discuss season two of The Mandalorian. So we'll just
thank you for having me. I love Star Wars.
Totally. So we'll just jump right into it. With the first episode, we meet Cobb Vanth on Crest. What did you think of the first episode with the Krayt Dragon in the start of the season?
I thought that was a really good episode to start the season off. I mean, you can't have every episode like the season finale, which was magnificent. But the first episode was great because it introduces the Boba Fett armor. And you're like, wait a minute, you know, this guy... He's not the true owner of this armor. What's going on here, you know? Right. So, you know, immediately, you know, Mando's aware of the situation going on. And the dragon, that was a good fight. I mean, huge. I mean, they did a great job with the scaling, I think, of how big the dragon was. And, you know, it just seems like a huge task ahead of them to destroy this, you know, this Krayt dragon.
Yeah, it seems like the impossible task. And then obviously we have the setup of you see what happened after the fall of the Death Star, and like it's more of a setup episode. But at the very end of the episode, we see the tease of Boba Fett and like walking in the distance. Did you know right away that it was going to be Boba Fett and that he would be a big part of the season?
I mean, if you saw the prequels, I mean, you know the actor. I mean, unless they would, you know, some random guy. Also, I think in the Star Wars community there was a little rumor going on that he was going to be reappearing. So I mean, when you see him, the actor, apologize, I don't know his name, but you see him and you go, oh, that,
yeah,
so you know, you instantly go, oh my god, that's Bubba, you know, he survived. And you're like, oh, is he gonna be in the next episode, you know? Like, so it just really gets you excited when you see characters like that, like those old time characters, you know, you just, the fan favorites.
Yeah, it's a classic actor. I think his name is Tamora Morrison. He was in the prequels, Boba Fett. I thought it was a really good setup for the season and like a great tease for like, oh, like shit's getting real at the end of the episode. So definitely a great,
you know, tease. There's big players ahead, you know?
Yeah, like big things coming. So the next episode, chapter 10, was The Passenger. Exactly. And this was the ambush on Tatooine. So what do you think of the second episode, overall, with the speeder bike and all that?
I think that was another great episode. I mean, it's just like side quests in the beginning, you know, introducing these miniature characters, not miniature characters, you know, these side characters, and they're introducing them into the plot. And they do it in a way where it's pretty, you know, you kind of just wish the episode were just longer. I mean, each one is, you know, enjoyable. You know, they're on the bike. What were they going after for again? If you could just refresh my memory.
Yeah, so I have it pulled up on Wikipedia here. So the Mandalorian and the child race across Tatooine. So that was the first episode. So they go to Mos Eisley, and this was the one with the frog people, when they have to help the frog people deliver the eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's another kind of like filler episode setting up the rest of the season, but I'm trying to remember why they had to help.
I mean, at the frogs.
Yeah, it's like so. Like a funny character.
The woman said that her husband knew someone that could help Mando, other Mandalorians.
Like a Jedi.
So that's why he was helping her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think they were just, I don't remember if she told them they knew a Jedi or other Mandalorians. But I think that's where he meets the other Mandos, and they go on that mission, right?
Towards the end of that episode,
they hijack that
Empire,
they crash into the bay, they do suicide missions and stuff like that. They fall into crashing it, but I mean, that episode was like, I don't know, it was good, it was a solid episode. You know, it wasn't one of the better ones, but still, I mean, I feel like before the show, I mean, obviously there's been a huge Star Wars drought, you know, in terms of quality content, and each episode delivers, you know, it does its job. You just wish they were longer. You know, that's the only issue with them. Some are 30 minutes too short.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It just goes so quick and you're like, oh, I just want more. And then you have to wait a whole week to get the next episode. But yeah, that episode set up the next episode where we meet Bo-Katan and she's like wants to rule Mandalore. We find out later. I thought she's like a really fun character. Did you watch the Clone Wars and the?
I was gonna ask you that. I did not watch those. I do some research, so I watch some YouTube videos about them. But other than that, I have to catch up on those two. On Rebels and the Clone Wars. I've heard great things about them.
Yeah, so I heard great things too, and I started watching like after this season. I'm like halfway through season one. Definitely very entertaining, but like some people who say like it just adds so much more to the Mandalorian, so that's why I definitely want to kind of catch up and find out more about these characters. But one of the big characters, Bo-Katan,
I was gonna say, just, you know, you obviously listen, you learn about the lore of the character. I mean, that's why you would want to watch Clone Wars. I mean, who doesn't want to follow up on those characters? It's just more content,
just makes
older content though.
Yeah, so Bo-Katan, obviously a huge character, and we'll get to another character from the Clone Wars later, but this is the character that we'll learn about this later, but she wants the Darksaber, and she wants to rule Mandalore and take over Mandalore. But we found like an interesting division where we find out the Mandalorian's values are very old school, where he like doesn't take off the helmet, is like very traditional. Shock to him. What do you think?
They call him the extremist.
Yeah, so... what do you think about that? Like him finding out like his values aren't still held on Mandalore.
I mean, when that went on throughout that episode, I got the impression that he didn't really care. Like he kind of just like, oh, that's my belief. You know, you guys are the one who are doing it wrong. I mean, he helps them to get information from Bo-Katan for Ahsoka Tano. Right. Like that's what he does. He literally every episode he just does something for everyone else to get something for himself in the end. And in the end, it works out for him, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he does the job. You know, she leads him on the other mission for Ahsoka Tano. That was a good episode.
Yeah. At the end, we had where he like bit the thing.
Like early on, you get introduced to these characters that reappear, you know. So it's like it leads to a really good season finale. You know, when you're watching in the beginning, you're like, you know, where is this going? You know, another side quest, another this, that. But with this show, you obviously have learned that they know what they're doing. It's not like the movies.
We can get
7, 8, 9
sequel trilogy after this, right? Dave Filoni, John Favreau definitely know what they're doing. Like you said, it's just like a slow build.
Yeah.
And the season finale is like the giant explosion of like just how great it is. But yeah, so next character you mentioned comes up in the next episode, chapter 13, The Jedi, we meet Ahsoka Tano. I was listening to a different podcast and she said that this was like the biggest character that hadn't been in live action up to this point, like the biggest reveal. So obviously a very important character in the Clone Wars. From watching the Clone Wars, she was like friends with Anakin during that time.
Yeah, she was his apprentice,
yeah. So that and I think that's why she didn't want to train Baby Yoda, because she had such a strong connection with the Mandalorian. But overall, this is a great episode with like the fight between them and the Magistrate, her and her dual lightsabers. This was just a sick episode. What did you think?
So with Ahsoka, I know that she, I don't want to spoil it, but I feel like you really can't spoil any. In Clone Wars, she duels Darth Vader.
Right.
You know, like I've seen that, like that highlight on it, you know. So you just know a lot about this character. She, you know, she's a complete badass. You know, if you don't know her and you're just watching the show though, you go, holy bleep, it's a,
You can curse
on it. It's a Jedi. I mean, she has these. Okay, I wasn't like being professional here. Yeah. All right, so she has these fucking lightsabers, dude. She has these like lightsabers up here, and she has fucking two of them, you know? They're white, and you're like, oh, you know, like it's a, you know, a kind of a cool, unique color. She's doing some badass shit, you know? She's going in and out of the shadows. She's, you know, picking on them one-on-one, and, you know, she's the real deal, you know? They're scared of her and everything. You know, Mando tracks her down, and, you know, like, I think that's the first time I think fans saw the armor go into full effect as well. Like, wow, lightsaber can't even cut through that. That's pretty impressive stuff. That's, you're like, immediately you go, oh no, he's gonna, you know, like, you know, oh no, she's gonna slice him in half with the, you know, what's going on. But then you're like, wow, that's incredible. That's the best car, you know, there. You're like, that's the real deal. It's like bulletproof. And then they team up together. And also they have the Yoda scene. They, you know, they have like the, whatever you call it, the, little ball from the shift.
Oh yeah.
What?
I was gonna say the force,
but yeah, like they're on the
little ball from the like the.
Yeah, like, you know, Mando takes it out. Baby Yoda, you know, comes and takes it, and she's like saying, you know, you gotta, you know, training is very important. Something that, you know, the movies didn't do well. So, you know, Baby Yoda needs to be trained, you know, to be this you know, powerful Jedi. So you go, like, you're thinking she's going to train him, you know, like she's a really powerful Jedi, you know, force user. And you're like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And then, you know, they do that mission together. And that was actually, I think, my favorite episode to date. When that aired, that was my favorite. That was, I think everyone loved it. It was my personal favorite. Yeah. There's so much action and everything in it. It was, you know.
Yeah,
whenever you see lightsabers, it's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, definitely. I think the coolest part for me about, like, towards the end of the episode, we had the fight between the Mandalorian and the like the second in command, the magistrate, and then Ahsoka Tano versus the magistrate with the Beskar spear versus the lightsaber. And that was just a sick battle, like the dichotomy between going on at the same time. I thought that was absolutely awesome. But
I thought so too. And there was like water, there was like a kind of like a pathway, and there was like water in between. And you're like, what's in the water, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a cool, I think even she like knocks one of her sabers out too. So it was just a really cool, well, you know, kind of going into it though, you know who wins, you know, but they did a good job making it exciting.
Definitely. That was a great episode. And then, chapter 14, the tragedy. So only three more episodes, but this one was where they like get the crew back together between Carl Weathers, the actor, but Greef Karga and Cara Dune. They get them all together because they know they have to rescue Baby Yoda. But first they have to, I think they go on a mission and they pick up Bill Burr's character, Biggs Mayfield, and they invade the Empire base.
That wasn't in the next episode. There's one in between.
Yeah,
with Baby Yoda getting abducted.
Oh, Baby
Yoda, the Death Troopers.
Yeah, they have to abduct him first before they can rescue him. Yeah, so that was one.
Yeah,
we go to like the, not a temple, but like the, I don't know what it's called, like a seeing stone where he has like the force.
Yeah,
it is on top of the mountain. But that was crazy. Like the Razor Crest gets destroyed, and they steal Baby Yoda.
One shot.
Yeah, just one shot.
Yeah.
So what do you think at the end of the episode? Like, do you think it was over for Baby Yoda at that point?
I mean, it's, you know, you go, you know, it's like plot armor, you know, they're not going to kill Baby Yoda.
Right.
So, you know, something's going to happen, obviously, later on. But I was personally shocked. I love, you know, it's like, oh, shit, he got abducted. Like, you know, I mean, you know, they're not going to kill him, but you're like, now he's on the ship, you know, what are they going to do to him? You know, they're going to torture him, you know, take his blood, obviously, that's what they want. But you're like, what is the blood being for? I think in the previous episode, you see the actual clone device. I mean, you see these like barrels with like these deformed creatures.
Yeah, like
you're like, is this what the blood is being for? Are they using that?
So you didn't really know what was going to happen. Yeah, I was definitely shocked at the end. Like, well, is he gone? Like, is he gone forever? But obviously, they're gonna go and rescue him. And that I went out of order. But the next episode,
yeah, they team up.
with a team up. That was cool, like getting the band back together. So you got Migs Mayfield, Bill Burr's character, Gina Carano's character, Cara Dune, Carl Weathers, Grief Karga, and then they have that like guy they that Mando had abducted in season one that they used to like drive the speeder down. And so I thought that was a really cool episode. It felt kind of like a video game, like a rescue mission where they were going.
Yeah.
What did you think of that episode?
It was interesting. It was definitely interesting. Obviously, Mando, he goes into the trooper armor, stormtrooper armor. Mm-hmm. And then he has those fight scenes with the pirates, which is pretty, you know, entertaining stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously the main point is when they're, you know, they have to get the data from the I don't know the specifics, but you know, obviously he has to take his the helmet, and you're like, whenever he takes off his helmet, that's a pretty big red flag that like this is important stuff,
right?
And then obviously, you know, the I forgot his name, obviously, but the
Migs?
I'm drawing blanks. The Imperial.
I don't know his name either.
The guy who,
the general.
You know, he, obviously, he, yeah. So the general obviously is like, you know, telling him about like, you know, these people down. He's obviously upset at him, you know, and he's just like, you know, going in, and you're like, oh, what's going to be the outcome? You know, this is not going to be good, mm-hmm. you know, and I think the scene after he kills him. And they escape, like that's, you know, like they got snipers up top. They got Boba Fett in the
they got it all covered
in his fucking spaceship. So that was a really cool, it was another like side quest. It was just another like nothing huge, but it was just a fun show to watch, you know. It was just fun.
Definitely built like still building.
You're never like disappointed watching.
Yeah. You always get like excited to see next week. And that's what's great about like get to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
See what's coming next.
Like, you're not upset that the episode didn't have anything major. You're just upset that there's one less episode now in the season. Yeah. You know, you're like, I wish there was 10 episodes, 12 episodes. You know, it's just a really well done show.
Yeah. So that brings us to the finale. They have to go rescue Baby Yoda Grogu from Moff Gideon ship. So it spills up. They get the whole team together between Bo-Katan, the assassin, I forgot her name, but the one that's with Boba Fett, and so everyone comes together.
She's like half cyborg now.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone comes together to go on the rescue mission. Everyone teams up. I guess we'll just kind of skip to the end with the Dark Troopers. Going into this mm-hmm. season, how powerful did you think the Dark Troopers would be? Were you ready for them to be like this much of a thing?
I knew they were going to be high. Like I was surprised that they drew so much battery, you know, like,
right.
You know, you got to charge them up. They take 3 minutes or something to get ready. You know, you got to warm them up in the oven or something. I don't, you know, yeah. Like supercharge them. But I mean, that scene with Mando, they got threw out into space, and you know, they're not going to be defeated that easily. You know, you know, they're going to come back. They're the robots. I think the fight scene with Mando and one of the Death Troopers, that was really cool. You know, he keeps punching the helmet and like you're expecting to break and there's like no dent, there's no scratch. You're like, again, the armor is insane. He's Superman.
Yeah, the wall.
And then the Beskar spear right into the helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The wall was being damaged.
Yeah. No, that was totally sick.
But I think that episode is literally everyone's favorite.
Yeah, that's like the
you know, that episode. Yeah, I mean the whole season led up to that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And then so the final scene, it looks like everything's going to go wrong. All the Dark Troopers are back. They're kind of cornered, and Moff Gideon. Well, before we get to that, so the fight between Mandalorian and Moff Gideon, where he has Baby Yoda with the darksaber, and then Moff Gideon like double crosses him. So that was a good fight, but I kind of was expecting more out of Moff Gideon after all that hype. I didn't think he was that great of a...
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree with you there. What'd you expect?
Yeah, I expected at least, I don't know, maybe the Darksaber would be more powerful or he would be a better fighter, one of the two. But I guess against the Beskar.
Yeah. I don't think Moff Gideon's a character in the Clone Wars, but I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
But either. It seems like he won that Darksaber in battle. I don't think so. I don't think you need to actually win it in battle, be able to use it. But
yeah, but that was
interesting how he acquired it.
Yeah. Between them and Bo-Katan, like, because the Mandalorian defeated Moff Gideon in battle, now he is the owner of the Darksaber and he can't just give it to Bo-Katan.
Yes.
He's very upset about. And I
which
think,
is like a huge shock.
Right.
And to everyone, think, you know, you're like, wait, just take the sword, you know, like.
Yeah. And that's what Mandalorian was even saying. Like, you can just take the sword. Like, it's fine. She was like, no, I have to.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. So I guess I think we're going to get to that.
I just want
to
also point out.
Yeah.
That humor between that, that you know, Mando and Bo-Katan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Bo-Katan, yeah.
That humor is really, like, you laugh, you know, you're laughing at that, you know, at that scene. All the humor in the movies, it's just not funny. Like, I don't think anyone laughed at all. It's just like, it really is just like, I wish that was not said. You know, I just wish they would stop trying to throw in these jokes. It just doesn't work, but.
Yeah, I think the funniness of that.
So,
like, what are they going to do? And so many other funny scenes throughout the series. But yeah, I definitely see what you're saying. But yeah. So,
you know, Baby Yoda eating the eggs. That's a great.
that was great. That was great. A frog in the first season.
He's like trying to sneak him. You know, it's just
like a snack. So then, so we'll get back to that later with the Darksaber. But then it looks like. They're up in a corner, like everything's gonna go wrong, and then you see the X-wing pop out. What are your first thoughts when you see the X-wing in the distance?
I think people have two reactions. It's well, mine was, you know, you see one X-wing, you know, it's, you know, Luke Skywalker, you know, you go, and especially when Cara Dune says, you know, once, you know, oh, we're saved, you know,
what's that gonna do?
It's like, no, you don't understand who's not, like, I know, you know, like,
right,
and you just. Oh, man, that was, I think for everyone, that was a super emotional, really fan service scene where, like, you get flashbacks of Darth Vader from Rogue One.
Right.
Like, he's in the tunnel. He's just slicing and dicing. These, like, whatsoever, like, you understand Luke, how powerful he is, what kind of Jedi he is when he's just slicing and dicing these Death Troopers, you know? These, you know, they're in their, you know, headquarters, you know, in the ship. And they're scared to death. They know they're doomed, you know? All of a sudden, Luke comes out of nowhere, kills all of them with ease, not even any difficulty. Right. You see the green lightsaber, you see the hood, you see the glove. I mean, you get chills. You just, you know, you tear up a little bit. You're like, you know, this is what I wish, again, what the movies were like, you know, made these characters as epic as they really are. I don't know, like, you know the significance of Darth Vader, you know Luke Skywalker, you know these main characters, and just to have that into a show was just, like, honestly 10 out of 10, you know, best show ever, you know, for Star Wars at least.
Right. Yeah, I think that was perfect to show us how powerful Luke is, because the Mandalorian was, like, struggling with one Darksaber, and Luke just wiped out a total squad of Darksabers, so that was absolutely sick. So that's kind of that. Everyone saved.
Luke crushes one.
Yeah, it crushes one with the Force. Yeah. And then.
Right. Force choke.
Yeah. So at the end, it's time for Baby Yoda to leave with Luke, a very emotional scene. What were you thinking going into that scene and that their journey has finally come to an end?
You understand that. This character Luke Skywalker, as soon as Moff Gideon also tries to kill himself, he went for the blaster, went to shoot himself, he went for Baby Yoda, he misses and then goes for himself, and then, you know, Cara Dune knocks him out. So, you know, you get more of that Luke Skywalker, that vibe, and then Grogu and Mando, you're like, you know, like, is this it, like, you know, we watched this now for two seasons. Is this, like, I mean, like, you know, there's another plot happening with, you know, obviously Mandalore. Hopefully in season three, you know, they show the training going on. Mm-hmm. But now you're excited because you see Baby Yoda go off with Luke Skywalker, the most powerful Jedi, you know, Jedi Master. And you're like, he's gonna, you know, make this baby Yoda literally Yoda. I don't, you know, like you get super excited, but then, you know, I think people also realize, like, you know, I don't know, it's Kylo Ren in the future obviously burns down
the Jedi Temple,
Jedi Temple, and kills all, and kills everyone. So you're like, oh, did he kill baby Yoda? But then you're also like, how did baby Yoda survive? Who, you know, Anakin also killed all the younglings, you know? So who, yeah, exactly. And then you have RTD2 come out, and he's like, you know, he's all happy, you know, he's shaking around, doing his little beep boop bop. And, you know, Mando takes off his helmet, and you're like, you know, it's an emotional scene. You're like, you are, you know, the audience is attached to these characters. Personally, I am. I tear up a little bit. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm going to be open with you.
Yeah.
I teared up. It was a great episode. You know, I was hyped. I watched it at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So it was right before work, and I was hyped up. Like I took this thing off. I put it on. I'm flailing it around. You know, it is what it is. I'm a little kid, but you know, the show brought it out of me though. That's how well done it was.
Yeah. No, I was in the same boat. I was up at like when it came out, like 4 a.m. I had to be in that work at 6. So I watched it at 4, and I was just hyped up for the whole day.
Gotcha.
That episode. Yeah. It was great. I thought it was the
perfect it was awesome
for the season. So that was the finale. Overall, great season. Do you think it was better than season one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you get Jedis? right. I mean, the Ahsoka Tano episode, even the Bubba Fett episode of him coming back and taking his armor back, and now Luke Skywalker, you have these three huge characters just come back, and you're just, as a fan, you're just so excited because it's also such a well-developed show. Everyone gets their, you know, everyone gets justice. Everyone gets their, you know, is really shown to the audience. Everyone, you know, Ahsoka gets her scene with, you know, killing every, you know, literally anyone she wants in that, you know, town. Boba Fett, legit badass. Like, you know, he was defending, you know, he was helping Mando with Baby Yoda on that stone. You know, you just see his like agility and his speed just going with that. I don't know what type of weapon that was, but you know, that long stick.
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah.
Spike thing.
Yeah.
But and then Luke Skywalker has also another great scene where you're just super excited. You're like, that's what I want, you know? Like, I'll go through a whole season if I just get those short scenes, because those scenes are what makes the movies and the shows so exciting. And, you know,
yeah,
it's just really well done.
Yeah, I thought you got like more classic Star Wars in season two, and it was like more of a build between episodes to like that grand finale. So I definitely agree with you there. But yeah, I have some questions. That was our reaction.
Season one was a great start though.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yep. Nothing at season one. I thought they just built from season one to season two. So I definitely agree with you. All right, I got some questions for you in regards to next season. Okay. First one is, will Bo-Katan and Mando fight for the Darksaber?
I mean, I don't know. You see her frustration going on. Her you know, like you get that it was so tense. You thought they were actually going to fight at that moment on the ship for a second. Is it a possibility? I guess so. But my guess would be no. They figure out something. She'll just say, you know, listen, you know, you want it fair and square. I'll let you lead us, but you know, let me be your, you know, on your
right hand,
on your side, and we'll conquer Mandalore together. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's my prediction.
Yeah, as much as I would like to see them fight, I think it would be better if they team up to take over Mandalore.
Yeah.
Which leads me into my next question: do you think the next season will be primarily about the siege of Mandalore and retaking Mandalore?
I mean, that's what it looks like it's going to. You know, you don't really know the involvement anymore with Baby Yoda. I mean, you don't know if he's going to come back or not. So I feel like the best prediction would be to go with, it'll be mostly focused on Mando and the Mandalorians taking back their home planet.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think
that's a safe bet, you know.
Yeah, that's the safe bet, but you never know. And also,
That's true.
We know at least that Baby Yoda is in good hands with Luke to get his Jedi training. So I'm happy with, we at least have that for now. And then who knows what will happen in the future. So we kind of touched on this earlier, but what do you think Moff Gideon was using Baby Yoda for?
Um, I don't think he was using, I don't think he had any involvement with the Death Troopers. I don't think the blood is being used for the Death Troopers, honestly. So it has to be clones of some sort of maybe past Sith. Maybe they have Sidious's body. They have something that they're trying to clone to bring back a dark side, you know, Force user. That's my prediction. I don't really know. Like, that's not really discussed throughout the lore is what blood can be used for. So it's a pretty hard prediction, but I mean, that's obviously the best thing I've come up with.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. Like, can they transmit the midichlorians into a new clone or a new someone who died and they wanted to bring back? So I don't know if we'll get that answer, but it's definitely an interesting question. And then one of my last questions in terms of predictions,
don't even know who Baby Yoda is. Like, you don't know who he belongs to. You know, you don't know who his parents are. It could be Yoda and I forgot her name, but she was a Yoda creature on the console. Yeah, on you see her, like, I think in episode 1.
Yeah, episode 1. Yeah, Attack of the, or yeah, Phantom of the Menace. Yaddle, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it could be Yoda's mom. But yeah, we'll definitely see. I've been interested to see his origin story. So I don't know if that'll be in The Mandalorian or one of the others. We'll see.
Next. It would be awesome, too, to see him grow up.
Yeah.
You know, right. To actually develop and, sorry to keep cutting you off, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
As adorable as he is, you kind of want him to grow up and be like, you know, not so babyish anymore and be a badass, you know, Baby Yoda.
Yeah, Grogu. We want a Jedi Grogu instead of Baby Yoda. We want to see that transition because he's only 50 right now and they live to like 300 plus. So,
right.
Yeah.
So another 50 years and I'll be a teenager.
Yeah, exactly. So the next question, it's kind of another question about the animated, the character Grand Admiral Thrawn. Do you think he's going to be the next big villain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty much he gets brought up in the show. I'm sure he will. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would put money on it that he'll probably be the next villain, obviously, coming into the show. I mean, he's the next, and you know, who's on top of, you know, who's above Moff Gideon. So, right.
I don't really know who else it would be other than him. But like I said, you never know, and we'll definitely see. So that was all kind of questions for next season. Shortly after the end of The Mandalorian, they announced 10 brand new shows. What did you think after that announcement? Are you excited for all those?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember all the names for each show, but
the two big ones
you're Kenobi? Super excited.
Yeah. Kenobi. Book of Boba Fett.
And that's okay. Oh, Book of Boba Fett too. Which is obviously was the after credit scene in the finale. Mm-hmm. That gets you even more excited. You go, this is awesome. And then you're like, what's the Book of Boba Fett? Super excited. I think before, if you didn't have Mando and they said, hey, we have all these shows, I think true fans would have been like, oh God, we're in trouble. You know, with the movies. I mean, personally, I thought Rogue One was really good, and I thought Seven was okay. It didn't, you know, seeing Seven in theaters, I saw it maybe 3 times in theaters, and I was really trying to fall in love with it, because that's as a Star Wars fan, you really do. I mean, you want to enjoy the films, but when you have that like Last Jedi, where it's just like a clear like awful movie, and you're walking out of the movie theater disappointed, and you have to wait another year or two for the next one to explain everything, and you're hoping it explains everything, and it doesn't. It just makes everything even more confusing. It's just a huge disappointment. But then you get Mando, and you're like, wait a minute, now they're back on track. Now they're, you know, now they're making really quality content, and you're like, well, can they do this with 10 shows? And if they could do that with 10 shows, I mean, I think you would have a lot of happy customers.
Yeah, I think they definitely like
built. I think more shows the better. I mean, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Ten is a lot, but right. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. Yeah. I mean, at least like half of them are going to be good, right? And even if half of them are bad, like you'll still get so much more good content. So. But I think they're all going right. to be.
Good, honestly. I mean, the Kenobi series is.
Yeah.
They get you get Kenobi, you get Vader, you get it's just like, nothing better than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm really looking forward to. I think we had like Rogue One, we got a peek at like the prime Darth Vader, and I think that'll really go into that even deeper with Hayden Christensen and the guy
who played one. Obviously, if you remember in that Ahsoka Tano scene with Vader, she cuts his helmet.
Right.
And you could hear his voice, his normal voice. So is that why they, that's why they got him? You know, mm-hmm. So it's like a bunch of questions being raised. Or maybe we'll just have scenes with his helmet off and he's just, having dreams, or he's just, in his little vapor. I don't know what it's called, the chamber.
I know what you're talking about. His little chamber.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's probably the one I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, like Rangers of something too.
Rangers of the Lost Republic, I think. Something like that. But the other two, the Book of Boba Fett and then the Ahsoka Tano series, which I think we can see maybe more of Baby Yoda. Who knows, and somewhere in the other 10 series. But the Book of Boba Fett, I think that'll just be classic, like badass Boba just like kicking ass across the galaxy and ruling Jabba's palace on Tatooine. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Yep. I mean, yeah, anything with bounty hunters and criminals, you're kind of, excited because, there's going to be some exciting scenes, especially with Bubba as him, as himself in that armor. You just love seeing scenes with him, that's honestly the truth. He's just a badass.
Yeah. So definitely, I think at this point, after The Mandalorian, the more Star Wars content, the better. And I'm definitely looking forward to watching all that. So thank you, Eric, for going over the season with me. Definitely want to have you back on again as my fellow nerd for next season. So thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show, man. I really enjoyed it. All right. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you guys for listening.
All right, man.